AI can recognize objects, faces, and moods in video. In this interview with the CEO of Moments Lab, he explains how his AI-powered solution can capture the essence of whole scenes. Listen on for more. This is Endscreen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at Endscreen Media, and today is March 27th, 2024. AI is already having a huge impact on the media and entertainment industry, from deepfakes to strikes, contracts to video flows. There is hardly an aspect of the business it isn't touching. My particularly favorite application of the technology is in creating new value where there was none before. I've seen plenty of evidence of this at shows like NAB and IBC, and one solution in particular sticks out. Today's podcast is a short interview with the CEO of Moments Lab about how his company's AI-powered solution, MXT1, is uncovering new opportunities to monetize video. But first, Endscreen Media is partly supported by its sponsors, and we've had some great ones, including Gracenote, Verizon, TiVo, Metrological, and many others. If you'd like to become a sponsor and help keep the lights on here, email sales@endscreenmedia.com. That's sales@endscreenmedia.com. There are many benefits, including being acknowledged in the podcast and being able to run banners on the site. So please consider talking with your marketing or PR department about becoming a sponsor of Endscreen Media. Now, back to the podcast. At IBC in 2023, I spoke with a company called NewsBridge about further enhancements to its MXT1 video clip enhancement product. And what they told me has important implications in this US presidential election year. I saw a demonstration using a video clip from an event involving three politicians from three countries speaking three languages. In real time, MXT1 was able to identify the speaker using facial recognition, recognize when they are speaking by watching their lips, identify the language they are speaking and accurately convert it to text, translate it to English or any other language, and finally, the system generated a synopsis of what was covered in the video clip using generative AI. The ability to capture in text everything said by any public speaker has remarkable applications. For example, news organizations could instantly check if something said by a politician during a campaign is consistent with what they have said before. And if it isn't, MXT1 can instantly retrieve the video with the contradictory statement. Nevermore will a politician be able to claim, "I never said that," if they actually did. Well, the company has just announced a name change to Moments Lab, and in this interview with the CEO and founder, Philippe Petitpont, he explains how his AI-powered MXT1 solution is far more broadly applicable than just for news and has gone far beyond video object recognition, and in so doing uncovered a whole bunch of new value in video. Now let's get on with the interview. And I'm delighted to welcome Philippe Petitpont, who is founder and CEO of Moments Lab, to the podcast. Philippe, well, welcome.
Thank you, Colin.
Now, my readers, Endscreen Media readers, will remember that I talked to Philippe back at IBC and wrote about his company, which was called NewsBridge at the time, about some of the great things he was doing in translating translating news into text. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Tell us about Moments Lab, and then we'll talk about some of the great things that you've been doing.
Yeah. Indeed, we've been working a lot of different aspects of video production since I think it was like at last IBC. At Moments Lab, our goal is to help content producers to work faster in video editing. They are spending 50% of their time to source and to identify relevant rushes that will help telling the story, and the rest is more about editing. But this sourcing step is very long, and we want to help them going faster on this step. And that's why we've developed lots of ways to understand video content, understand rough content, whether it's news or sports or brand content, so that very quickly it's very easy to arrive and to produce a rough cut nearly automatically. And that's one important thing. And the key on the cornerstone technology of that is MXT1 and MXT1.5 especially, that have this ability to understand the narrative of a video and being able to understand why this moment within this video will be more engaging than another one.
Right, and it's very, very powerful technology. In the demos that you showed me at IBC, you showed, I think it was three people giving speeches, and they were actually using different languages, and you were able to capture who the speaker was and translate all at once. That's the demo that you gave me there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The first layer of video understanding is transcription. And if you can also identify who is speaking, then you are not going to do the transcription exactly in the same way. And it's very important then to provide video understanding. Video understanding is achieved using a multimodal approach. Multimodal approach means that we are using everything that is available within a video to understand the video. So transcription is using the audio, but to be multimodal, you need to use also computer vision, understanding what's in within the picture. And in video, you don't have just sound, but also video. And when you are analyzing, for example, a newscast or some fiction or some TV shows, for example, sometimes you have just picture on the bit of dialogue, and you need both to be able to understand. So what we did was to first segment the video into different shots and provide an understanding of every shot. When you have that, you are very close to what the human is doing in terms of understanding. But next, what the human is doing really is doing an interpolation of all the shots and describe not only one shot, but one moment. And what we define a moment is a sequence of shot. It's very close to the initial intention of the video editor. When you want to share an emotion, you are most of the time not using just one shot, but several different shots. So you are using an introduction shot, a wide shot. We have this typical thing when you need to show illustration, for example, of a shop. You have a wide shot of the shop, then you have a shot of the storefront, and then a shot of maybe a small croissant in a bakery. This is actually the same thing. And we are calling that a moment. It's a moment when you see and you illustrate a bakery, for example. And the goal, and why is it important? It's because when you are working on your video, you need to be able to identify all these moments because you need to build more video. So you need to identify this thing in your rushes. And in the same situation, if you want to, let's say you have a rough cut of 1 hour or an error of 1 hour, and you need to repurpose this error that is 1 hour into, let's say, 10 different videos, one for TikTok, one for YouTube, one for different kind of audience. You need to be able to understand when you repurpose which kind of moments are important and will be talking to the audience. So it's really several different use case, but working on rough rushes faster, but also being able to repurpose long shows into smallest videos that will be more engaging for social media, for example.
So that's a you've already told us why you changed the name from Newsbridge to Moments Lab. You beautifully explained why moments are so important. But it also really, the name change really illustrates the applicability of the technology which you first thought of to help in news production, which is, very, very intense and requires very quickly translations and closed captioning so that things can be searched quickly. But it really illustrates so beautifully how your technology is actually being embraced more broadly, correct?
Absolutely. And when we started our US expansion, it was 1 year ago, lots of people were curious to know if we were able to process with our AI content that is not news. And more than half of our customer is sports. So it was like a no-brainer to say, okay, we need to be able to share with our customer and prospect that we are working in different verticals and not only news. And what on changing the name was probably one of the best things to do that. Also, moments is very important, and that's what stories are made of. This is our tagline, and that's our mission, to be able to find these moments so that we can build new stories from this moment. So the moment is like the smallest denominator for all our verticals. We can say, do you remember this moment during this game? Do you remember this moment during this show where the character is doing something? And so we identify that moment was very important. The name, then after doing a trademark on moment, is kind of a bit complex.
Yeah, I
So
imagine.
yeah, we needed to identify something that is reflecting our DNA. And we are a deep tech company. We are developing lots of technology around video understanding. So having the word lab was a non-brainer and was quite easy to say, okay, this has a double meaning. Lab is where you can achieve and make great discoveries, discovering this moment, for example, but also reflecting the technology we are building to help content creators and content producers.
So this is very exciting. The technology is very exciting. I was totally blown away with it before. So what are you doing at NAB to sort of illustrate that you're much more than just news and sports?
So at NAB, so first we'll do lots of demos with our new technology called MXT 1.5, and we will display this technology in different environments, in a studio environment with TV shows, in more a stadium with a lot of the sports content, and also, of course, in news. And the target is really to be able to show how a moment can be used in this different organization. A moment for a soccer game or a football game can be a goal. It can be some reaction of the player. It can be a hurdle in players. And we'll show also that in news, it can be a soundbite. A soundbite in news is very, very important because a soundbite can be the beginning of a story. And we estimate that there's three trigger to start a story: figures, a statistic, an investigation, deep investigation, and a soundbite. And when you are covering like Davos, for example, most of the time you are taking a soundbite as a very starter. It's where the story can begin. When you have like the State of the Union, soundbites will be crucial to build stories around that. And maybe you will have like five or six or a dozen sound bites suggested to start the story. So this is our mission here. And then we'll have also studio and entertainment. And here it's more about finding the engaging moment within a show to build a teaser as fast as possible. And also a teaser that can be targeted for a specific audience. So on this famous show on Apple TV, Masters of the Air, you won't build on a teaser that will be for, let's say, a male generation one on generation Y on a female Gen Z. It shouldn't be the same teaser. But today it's the same teaser. And why that? Because it's too long to build teaser. So we OTT platform are like choosing very wisely the thumbnail, but the teaser today is the same for everyone. And we believe that with this kind of technology, our studios, for example, helping them to build teasers that are more targeting and also helping them to repurpose their inventory will be also something that is crucial. And this is a demo we'll have also on our booth at NAB.
Yeah. So I really, if you're at NAB, I really strongly urge you stop by the Moments Lab booth because I think you'll be amazed at the opportunities that business opportunities that come to you when you look at the information that can be unlocked from your video using Moments Lab technology. So you should really check them out if you're going to be at NAB. Philippe, this has been fantastic. Congratulations on the name change. I think it's entirely appropriate, and I look forward to seeing you at NAB in a few weeks.
Yeah, thank you, Corinne, and can't wait to spend a good moment together.
Very good.
This podcast is the property of Endscreen Media, all rights reserved.